so I had mentioned, I said, why would you want to do the deep trance phenomena? The deep trance phenomena for me is the ultimate in controlling your own mind, controlling your own focus. Because when you can control your focus and control your mind so much so that you could shut off pain in your body, which is amnesia, which occurs in medium to deep trance. I'm sorry, not amnesia. It's anesthesia. Boy, what do I have amnesia of? It's anesthesia, yeah. When you can shut off pain in some part of your body, that's power. I mean, what happens when, I mean, God willing, you'll never need that. But if you do, then you've got it. And you could shut off the pain just like that. Or the ability to not see things as negative hallucination that are there. You could forget about your problems and focus on everything that's working in your life. How valuable would that be? Or the ability to do full body catalepsy. If you can make your whole body stiff and rigid and extend it between two chairs, which we're all going to have the opportunity to do. And then, of course, deep trance identification. For me, that's the ultimate. Deep trance identification. Have you ever seen a stage hypnosis show where somebody got up there and they told them they were Michael Jackson? Or they told them they were, and they got into the role and there were no inhibitions? All the inhibitions were gone and they were there and they played that role? You ever see that? That's magic. Because what they're doing is they're tapping into their true resources that most people cover up with their masks, with their stuff. So deep trance identification for me is the ability to really, truly tap into something like that. In fact, I think that people that do modeling, if we look at the Celine Dion's or the people, especially in singing, I think, or any types of performance issues where they're doing outside modeling, where they're just watching somebody and then modeling the vocal talents or modeling something like that, they're practically doing deep trance identification. They're in it so much that they think that they're that person. And that's where they have access to all of their resources. That's where they're doing it with wild abandon. And that's what deep trance identification does. And it allows you to tap into resources and skills that you didn't know you had. In fact, Leslie Cameron Bandler, the wife of Richard, was said to have done deep trance identification with Virginia Satir. No kidding. And she took on Virginia Satir's strengths in terms of doing therapy so well that they said that she did therapy as well as Virginia Satir after that. So I was like, huh, that could be useful. So deep trance identification. She went into a deep trance and she took her on. It's almost like becoming that person for the purpose of learning and gaining access to new insights and new resources. Then you let it go and then you just let your own strength shine through. You become the best you can with those added resources and strengths that perhaps were hidden from you before. Well, that part is. Well, that's what we do there. So is it valuable to do the deep trance phenomena? I think so.